back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and you know that we are online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, the McCain campaign. Going down the drain or singing a happy refrain? But that'll be it for the rhyming. But before that,
Please promise me.
No more rhyming in a minute. First, let's get the latest news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. Oil company execs are back on Capitol Hill today. They'll face more grilling from lawmakers fed up with high gas prices. NPR's Dave Mattingly has the story.
The chairman of Shell Oil told lawmakers in the Senate that $4 a gallon for gasoline in the U.S. is the result of global supply and demand. He and executives from such oil giants as Chevron, BP, and ConocoPhillips said they too are dealing with higher costs despite record profits and called for Congress to ease restrictions on drilling. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein was not impressed.
To me, it was just a litany of complaints that you're all just hapless victims of a system. You blame one thing or another, which most people would say is just simply the cost of doing business.
The cost of crude oil has risen by more than $30 a barrel since last month.
NPR's Dave Mattingly reporting. President Bush is in Fort Bragg, North Carolina today, visiting soldiers back from Iraq. He's also urging Congress to send him a $165 billion war funding bill without added spending. On Capitol Hill, the top commanders in Iraq face tough questions from senators in confirmation hearings today. General David Petraeus and Lieutenant General Raymond Odierno are up for promotion. Petraeus is nominated to command all U.S. troops in the Mideast. Odierno would take Petraeus's job as top commander in Iraq. Elsewhere on the Hill, the House Ethics Committee will investigate New York Congressman Vito Fisella. This follows his drunk driving arrest. NPR's Debbie Elliott has more.
The New York Republican announced earlier this week he would not seek re-election in the fall. He cited personal mistakes. Following his arrest, Fisella acknowledged fathering a child out of wedlock with a Virginia woman. He has a wife and three children in New York. Fisella is the lone Republican in the New York City House delegation. Democrats view his retirement as an opportunity to pick up the seat, while GOP officials say they'll find a strong candidate so the district can send a Republican back to Congress.
NPR's Debbie Elliott reporting. A rat's nest and some animal bones. That's about all deputies found in the Charles Manson hideout excavation. The dig's been hyped for days and was scheduled to continue today. But work went fast and there wasn't a trace of any rumored secret graves. It wasn't entirely fruitless, though. One dig revealed an ash pit and stones used for arrowheads. Rangers said it could be of archaeological interest, so the National Park Service will take over the site. In case of emergency, dial 911. That is a pretty straightforward slogan, but a Texas man got a little confused. He called 911 15 times in a row. His problem? He was tired of waiting for a cab. Police got tired of telling him to stop calling, so they rolled up to his house. There was a cab waiting there. Police gave the caller a free ride to jail and charged him with harassment. That is your news and a little more. It's always online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.